pasuk says regarding the makor bara that Hayorias Devar Hashem Heinis Asavodov Ves Mekneu El Abotim. Someone who was Yori Devar Hashem, someone who feared Hashem, who was careful with the warning that the bara, that the hill was coming. So he brought his avodim and his animals into the home. He brought them inside. But the person who wasn't samalev, the person who didn't pay attention to the warning, so he left everything in the field. He left the avodim, he left the behemoths in the field. At first glance, this is very difficult to comprehend. Bara was not the first makkah. The mitzvah suffered through 6 makkahs before Bara. Bara was the 7th makkah. And they see that Moshe Rabbeinu is predicting makkah after makkah, and everything he says is coming true. So how could they just ignore the warning? They just ignored the warning as if nothing is going to happen. They weren't concerned. They weren't concerned for their own self-interest. How do we understand this? The Chaim Shmuel Levitz points out that from here we see a yesod in human nature. And that is that people hear a lot of things. But just because they hear something doesn't mean that they listen. They don't always listen to the messages that they hear. And they don't internalize those messages. The Mishnah heard the warning. They heard the warning of the Bara. But somehow they didn't internalize it. They weren't samalev. They didn't internalize the message. They weren't listening. Even though they heard. It's hard to believe. But because they weren't listening, that's why they just left the avodim and the animals in the field. We find a similar idea, he says, regarding Bilam. Bilam Arasha received Nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevuah, 4 times. 4 times. And yet it didn't change him as a person. Same Bilam Arasha that he was before the Nevuah, he remained even after the Nevuah. And he expressed himself that he understood that there's a higher way to live. He says, Tamos nafshi mos yisharim. Halavai, that my misa, that in misa I should be like the yisharim, I should be like the avos who are called yisharim. Yashrus. Ultimate level, the ultimate sense of tzidkus. He knew that the avos reached a very high level. So he appreciated that himself, and yet he couldn't come to terms with it. It didn't translate into a change of behavior. It wasn't mashpia on him. He didn't become a different person just because he uttered those words. And he received nevuah, and he expressed that nevuah, and he realized what he was doing. He felt a connection. But yet, it didn't change him as a person. How could that be? And the answer is that Bilam HaRasha wasn't listening. His heart didn't allow him to listen to the messages that he himself was uttering. So it didn't change him as a person. He wasn't samalev. And if you're not samalev, then it's not going to affect you at all. The Chafetz Chaim points out that this is alluded to by the Torah itself. The Torah hints to this idea. Because Parshas Bolak doesn't have any hefsik. There's no parsha stuma, parsha psucha. You know, there are open breaks and closed breaks, but they're both types of breaks. There's no hefsik. Parshas Bolak, there are 4 amudim in the Sefer Torah without any break. Why? Zavto Chafetz Chaim, because the Torah wants to show that Bilam was not misboning. The purpose of the breaks of the parsha psucha, the parsha stuma, is to give a revach, to give a spot for a person to think about what was said in the previous passage. But Bilam never thought about what he was doing and what he was saying. He wasn't samalev. He didn't internalize the messages that he himself gave, that he himself uttered. And that's why it didn't change him as a person. He remained the same Rasha, the same Mushchas, with the same Midos Magunos, disgraceful character traits that he had from the beginning. He remained in the same mold, even after the Nevuah that he received. It's not enough for someone to hear a warning. It's not enough for someone to hear a message. You have to be listening for the message in order for it to have an effect on you. Rabbi Willig is fond of pointing out that Sefer Mishlei begins, Shema b'ni musar avicha, Shema b'ni. It begins with the word Shema. Because Mishlei is all divrei musar. And the only way that divrei musar is going to have an effect on a person is if he's Shema. Is if he's willing to listen. Have to be willing to listen. It's just not going to enter into the ears. It's not going to make an effect. It's not going to be mashpia on the person. And isn't that really the godless of Yisrael? Vayishma Yisrael. Yisrael heard about Kriyas Yamsuf and he came, he wanted to be Misgayer. Everyone asks, He wasn't the only one who heard. The whole world heard. Shama Ami Mirgozin, Chilachas, Yoshe Peloshes. Everyone heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. So what's so special about Yisro? Why did he come? Everyone else should have come. The answer is everyone heard. But Yisro listened. Yisro listened to the message, and he internalized the message. He was Samalev. If you're not Samalev, it's not going to have an effect on you. But Yisro was Samalev. He internalized the message that he heard. He listened to the message. He was willing. He was willing to listen to the message. And because he was willing to listen to the message, that's why he changed. The first step to maturity and real growth is developing an ability to listen. It's like what the Navi Yeshaya says, Shimu uschi nafshechem. Listen to what I'm telling you, he says. Shimu, listen to what I'm telling you. Uschi nafshechem. And then you'll really start to live. Good Shabbos.